Hello, everyone. Happy Monday and welcome to your HRG weekly wake-up call. It's 12 o'clock Central Standard Time on Monday. Hope many of you are joining me. I'm going to keep these as much as possible to 30 minutes. Really want you guys to be engaging in these calls. It's interesting because I was talking to a few agents recently about some of the awesome programs that we have in place, and they didn't all know about them. And one of the things is, and I get this because it happens to me as well, is we all get so many pieces of communication coming at us through social media and email and text message and voicemail that it becomes extremely overwhelming. We understand that, which is one reason why we wanted to bring this weekly wake-up call to you guys, so that you have one time per week that you can allocate 30 minutes to be reminded of important things and to hear things that maybe you are missing in emails and other correspondence from us. These are really important things that you can be taking advantage of, and if you're not plugging in, you're not going to take advantage of it, and you're going to miss out on opportunity. So hopefully you're all joining me every Monday, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, here for your HRG weekly wake-up call. So let's get right into the announcements. We have some fun things to share today. As a quick reminder, there will be no weekly wake-up call next Monday because of Labor Day. I hope many of you are going to be out enjoying time with family and friends, re-energizing, and taking some time to reflect on not only what you've done so far this year, but what you are going to do moving forward so that you can make sure that you have an amazing fourth and first quarter. So hopefully you will all be able to be out there, have some fun, have some relaxation, be safe, and we'll see you back here the following Monday for the weekly wake-up call. But let's give you some exciting news. So every single month, we take a look at what is going on within HRG and how you guys are doing either year over year or from month to month. And there's some really cool statistics that we were able to pull up from the last reports that we did in August. So HRG, your listings sold are up 141% over last month. These reports were pulled last week. Your closed units are up 53% year over year and 61% month over month. But the really cool one that I love is your GCI, which is up 40% year over year and 51% over last July. Your 1099 income, the commission to you guys, is up 38% year over year and 53% over last July. You're making more money, you're doing more transactions, you're helping to transform more lives through homeownership. I love to see this growth. You guys are plugging in, you're converting more Boomtown leads, you're using the CRM, you're treating your job like a job, you're putting lead generation first, and you're getting the results. And there's so much more room to continue to improve and master these systems. So I'm more and more excited to see these results every single month and to see what you'll be doing this time next year. Congratulations, HRG, for continuing to master the things that you need to master and continuing to improve yourself professionally, which means you're also improving yourself at a personal level, and I'm super proud of every single one of you. I also want to remind you guys, do not forget to register for advance as soon as possible. The room blocks are there. You need to call in. All the information is out to you guys in email and on Facebook in our private Facebook group from Becca. So don't forget to go ahead and register so that we can get an accurate count to make sure we have all the food and all the things that we need for all of you that are going to be attending. You're going to learn so many things in advance. You're going to be able to meet all of your hub members, your leadership, mastermind with your fellow agents and CEOs. You're going to learn more about the Guaranteed Soul program, the Love It or Leave It program, things that you guys are not using at the high level like you should be. Boomtown is going to be there. You are not going to want to miss this event. It's going to be phenomenal. We hope to see many of you register this week. If you have any questions on it, please contact any of us at the hub or in leadership, and we are happy to help you. I am also excited to let you guys know about the All Agent Zoom Mastermind call that I'm going to be hosting on a monthly basis. I hope you marked your calendars. The first one is going to be September 7th, so it's just around the corner, you guys. It's a Thursday, 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, so you'll all be done with your lead generation in the morning, and we're going to all come together in a video format to mastermind together with your fellow agents. Put a name to a face. We are going to talk about the successes, hear each other's challenges, give feedback and suggestions, and truly mastermind so that we can continue to surround ourselves with high-performing agents, with like-minded professionals, so we can continue all of us to professionally grow, and also personally challenge ourselves and become the people who we need to become to continue to push forward to our goals for the rest of this year and to set huge goals that we know are absolutely attainable for all of us in 2018. So I'm super excited for you guys to get to know each other and be able to mastermind together in a video format so you can truly get to know one another. So please mark your calendars. I sent out the Zoom link. All you do is click on that video link on your computer or your phone, and you will be right in there. 12:30 Central Standard Time again, and it's Thursday, September 7th. I, of course, will send out some more reminders, but please put that in your calendar as soon as possible and plan to attend for all agents within HRG. I also wanted to say congratulations to the teams so far. Now, there's still some time left, right? It's the 28th today. You guys still have time to turn in pendings and listings, but as of Friday, when we were doing our, of course, daily tracking of listings and pendings, the listings right now, we've got Arkansas in first place, Vermont in second, and Miami in third. So congratulations to those of you that are in the top three. And for the pendings, we have a number of ties here. We have Arkansas in the lead, and then Vermont and Connecticut tied for second place, and Wisconsin and Maple Grove, Minnesota for third. So again, congratulations to all of you. You have time to add some pendings and listings for the month and climb to the top spot. So I hope you guys have a couple of productive days. Congratulations on the momentum you've had so far this month. I also wanted to say I love seeing the collaboration so far and the referrals back and forth between our teams. We are one big team without borders, and yet we have our local teams with their own cultures and opportunities and rock star talent, of course, throughout the variety of states that we happen to have a presence in today. And what the cool thing is, as we continue to grow, you guys, you have another HRG team member in a state when you have a referral, and we get to help each other succeed at a high level and know that the clients that we're referring are going to be well taken care of, and they're going to stay inside of our team and be worked with our hub. It's an amazing opportunity, you guys. We're developing an entire relocation opportunity within HRG to continue to refer business to our teams across the country. And just in the last week, we had a huge referral, $1 million listing opportunity from Boston to our California team, which they went ahead and secured and already got the listing. So congratulations to both of you. Miami is sending a referral lead to Colorado actually today, and Colorado sent a lead to our Maple Grove, Minnesota team last week. It's just amazing to see the synergy and the opportunity for referral starting to take place. Don't forget, if you have somebody that you need to refer across state borders, reach out to me and I'll help connect you with the right person, particularly, obviously, if we have a team there. Or we may be in conversations with somebody who is in the works of becoming a partner of ours that I can refer you to, and I would love to be that conduit. So send all of your referrals my way if you're not sure who to refer to. We are super excited to see that collaboration and those referrals go back and forth. So congratulations to all of you. So now I would like to welcome the newest agents to HRG, those that joined us in the last week. We have four new members of the California team in Huntington Beach, so we'd love to welcome all four of them. We are excited to be in business with all of you, AJ Hoover, Armand Escobar, Tammy Lasco, and Tesha Rivera. Welcome, and we're excited to help you continue to build your real estate business within HRG and take advantage of all the opportunities that we have available to you. So again, welcome. I also want to give some great recognition out there. We have a lot of great things going on. First and foremost, California had, John Garrett in California had their first listing go live with HRG, so congratulations. Julie Hahn in Maple Grove had her first listing with the Maple Grove team and HRG as she just partnered and already has a listing live, so congratulations, Julie. Heather in Central Mass has over 1 million pending. She, like we said, she referred $1 million listing out to California. She's had 5 pendings in the last 2 months, and she's only been with HRG for a couple of months herself. So congratulations, Heather. I also want to say congratulations to Chris Clark in Connecticut. He was new to real estate and partnered with our Connecticut team and has had 6 pending since he joined in June. So congratulations. And I also want to say congratulations to Caitlin and Allie. They received an amazing testimonial last week from somebody who we are in talks with to be partnering with us. And they said that they really enjoyed their meeting with these two top-notch gals. They have great attitudes and really made them feel comfortable with their friendliness and their services. So thank you guys so much for always going above and beyond, not only for our agents and their clients, but also for those that we're in conversations with. You truly are two top-notch gals, and we're excited to be in business with you as well. I also want to say congratulations to Taylor in our Northwest Arkansas team. She was able to sell a $1.7 million in volume in only 3 days. She is doing amazing things, and it's proof that what you focus on expands. As her CEO, Mike Dooley, said, she is doing a phenomenal job continuing to just build momentum, and we just wanted to say congratulations, Taylor, for your $1.7 million in volume and sales in just 3 days. That is a rock star for sure. I also wanted to give a huge shout-out to Tresha Cooper, who is on had her first closing with the Umpress Group and HRG, and in the Colorado Springs division of the Umpress Group. It's first of many for sure. Also, as Dave, their CEO, said, an honorable mention goes to Chris as well, who is leading the charge in Colorado Springs and providing a leadership for the agents to come out there and be able to get to closing so quickly. It's awesome to see the Umpress Group and HRG continue to dominate that particular part of the Colorado market. So congratulations to all of you for that first pending and for many, many more to come, of course, and to continue to gain market share in Colorado Springs. All right, so let's talk about also some good news is last week, you guys, you had as a group had 21 open houses that you hosted, which is amazing. Think of the exposure you're bringing to your local markets and obviously across the country. Congratulations to all of you who are taking your lead generation seriously. You're out there doing the job that you need to do on behalf of your clients, and also putting yourself out there to find more clients and to continue to build your pipeline of business. Caitlin sent an email out to you guys that I wanted to make sure I reminded you of, because again, I realize you get a lot of emails and you maybe didn't have a chance to see this one, but this would be one I wanted to highlight because you guys are doing so many open houses and you're having so many successes there. We wanted to make sure that you are making sure that you're marketing these open houses on social media as much as possible. So between Caitlin and Kelsey, they have begun to create infographics for all of your open houses. The listing management division is going to send these infographics to post to Instagram and Facebook for each of the open houses that you host. By the way, share each other's open houses on your team. Remember, the team, no one succeeds alone, and teamwork is what's going to help all of you continue to grow your business. So when you see a fellow colleague who is doing an open house and you see the post, share that post on your page and help them get more people there, and they will do the same. The more that you can gain exposure among all of your sphere of influence on social media in your local market, the more you're all going to be able to continue to reap the benefits of that. So the listing management and marketing divisions are going to post this infographic to your team's Facebook account. By the way, if you are new to your team, you need to make sure that you go into your team Facebook page and like it and make sure that you're seeing what's being posted there. That's a great place for you to be sharing content from as well, because our marketing team also shares content there that you can share on your personal pages to continue to remind people that you are a real estate professional and to put valuable information on your personal pages as well. But this is where that infographic is going to go. And so we encourage you to post it and share it to your own accounts as well. Not only Facebook, but Instagram, you guys. That's what these graphics are for, is for them to be easily shared in both of those spaces. So thanks both to Caitlin and Kelsey for coming up with this plan and also creating a great one sheet to help you navigate and how to post these infographics to your personal Instagram account if you're not as familiar with Instagram. So in that email, there was an attachment that you should look at, print it out if you aren't as familiar with Instagram, to make sure that you can be posting on both social media platforms. It's also, remember, we do have an HRG intranet, and it's posted under the how-to guides on the intranet. If you don't want to print it, remember, you guys, you all have an intranet. There's a main intranet, and there's also intranet pages for each one of your locations. If you need a presentation, if you need flyers, if you need how-to guides, you know, all of these different things that we're doing for you on a regular basis are all in your HRG intranet. So if you're not sure how to navigate that or how to get there, please let us know as soon as possible. Reach out to your CEO, reach out to any of us in the hub, and we are here to help you because that is a huge resource for all of you. If you are not taking advantage of it, you are certainly missing out. So thanks again, Caitlin and Kelsey, for doing that. You guys take a look at that email. And let's get out there and have more exposure on social media. We're making it as easy for you as possible. All you have to do is share it. All right, I want to move into congratulating all of you that have closings this week. There is a long list. You guys are all doing amazing things. You're transforming so many lives through homeownership. Again, like I say every single week, and I say it for a reason, every single one of these closings is a transformation that you are helping your seller or buyer have in terms of buying or selling real estate. Remember, you guys, it is a top in the top five transformational events someone will go through. So every single time you successfully get someone to a closing, you have helped them through this process and you have been integral in this transformational time of their life. So you are not only transforming so many lives through homeownership, you're transforming your home life and your family's lives. The people that you are, you're working hard for every day, right? The dreams that you have, the goals that you have, that is what you're doing every single time you get to a closing. So I wanted to say congratulations to all of you and your clients for doing what it is that this is all about. But remembering, it is about transforming lives through homeownership every single time you get to sit at a closing table. So congratulations to the following people. Heather, it looks like you have a couple closings this week. Congratulations to Heather in Central Massachusetts. James Anderson in the North Suburban office in Minnesota. Also looks like you have multiple this month. So congratulations. I see three here. That's fantastic. Joey in North Suburban also, he also has, it looks like three closings, maybe four closings this week. Congratulations. That's a good week, Joey. Shannon up in Vermont. Congratulations on your closing this week. Betsy and Allie in Wisconsin have a closing together. So congratulations to you guys. It also looks like Josh in Minnesota, the Eden Prairie location, has a closing this week. Congratulations, Josh. Chip in North Carolina has a closing this month. Christian in Maple Grove, Minnesota, congratulations on your closing. I'm sorry, and I'm saying month. I mean this week. This is just for the week. Christian, you have two this week. Congratulations. John Bendel in the North Suburban Minnesota office also has a closing this week. Dan in Vermont, congratulations on your closing. Jeff in Wisconsin, congratulations to you as well. And Jim in Wisconsin, you have two. So congratulations on both of your closings this week. Juliet in Miami, congratulations. Jen Gunnerson in Maple Grove, Minnesota, you have two. Congratulations to you. Great week. Lindsay in Vermont and Jason in Vermont, they have one together, or it must have been were able to keep it in-house. So congratulations to both of you. Juliet, I'm sorry, you have two this week. Congratulations. Again, congratulations to all of you that have closings this week. Many of you have multiple. You're doing an amazing job, and we just really want to say congratulations to those of you that are putting in the work, making things happen, and truly making impact on people's lives. And I'm sorry, I kept saying month for some reason. It is for the week. Okay, so I want to move to our training part of this HRG weekly wake-up call. I want to start off by telling you guys we have an initiative that's going to be starting in September. You're going to be hearing about it from your CEOs and your teams if you haven't already. It's not something we haven't done before. However, it is something that we want you to focus on because, as we all know, what you focus on truly does expand, and we have proof of that. What's interesting about this is, and we are doing the 30 and 30 listings for the month of September. You all have that opportunity to bring in 30 listings in the month of September. There is no doubt about it. All of you put your time and attention and focus and effort and all of your conversations that you're having are surrounding listings, you will be able to bring in 30 listings each team in the month of September. There's no doubt about it. It's more than possible. When we did this last initiative, there were multiple teams that were able to push into the double digits, upwards towards 20 and 30 listings in the month. And it's all because they focused on it and they did the activities that were going to bring them more listing opportunities. It's interesting because we did this 30 and 30 listings back in March. And what's interesting about that is in March, as a whole, we had just under 100 listings. At the time, we had 9 teams. What's interesting about that is we have not reached that number of listings since March. So in May, June, July, and August to date, we have not reached that number of 96 listings. What that tells us, you guys, is that truly when we do these initiatives and we send you the daily emails and we give you the scripts and we give you the lists and we give you the tasks and the tracking sheets and the videos to inspire you and we keep you focused on listings, you all have the opportunity to continue to do more listings than you have in the past 4 months. So we're excited to see you. We have more teams, we have more agents on the teams, and we have absolutely more opportunity to take market share through listings in the month of September. So that's what we are going to be doing. So watch for Erin's email. She's actually going to be kicking off the monthly initiative this week on Wednesday, because we know many of you might be getting out of town for the long weekend on Thursday afternoon, Friday. And so therefore, we want to get this out to you on Wednesday before you start to go on vacation so you can take a look at it, prepare yourself, talk together as a team, make a plan, encourage each other, and have your lead generation focus. So when you are back from your long weekend and recharged, you are all off and running in the best way you possibly can be with a plan in place, with time blocked schedule, with extreme focus on listings. Remember, you guys, what we do today is going to massively impact our fourth quarter, your income in fourth quarter, and then, of course, the momentum that carries you into first quarter. You don't want to have the roller coaster ride of a career like many of you had prior to getting on a team. That's one of the reasons why you wanted to partner with a team, is to have the consistency. So today we're asking for you to have extreme focus, to buy 100% into this lead generation initiative of 30 listings in 30 days, and to truly give it your all. Play full out. You owe it to yourself to do that so that you don't have a slow fourth or first quarter, so that you continue to take market share. Remember, you need to list to exist. If you have more listings, you will have more closings and you will have more income. There's no doubt. By the way, when you get a listing, you should take up to 3 more transactions because of the listing. So statistics show that if you take a listing, you should have a buyer, because many of them are going to be a buyer that, you know, you're selling their home and they're going to go buy something. So immediately it should be 2 transactions in most cases. You should also get another buyer lead from open houses, sign calls, the marketing that you do, the listing. And when you door knock around that property, you should come up with another listing opportunity. All of you have the opportunity to do it. Listings give you the opportunity to go get more business, to fill your pipeline with more leads, all of what you're going to need for fourth and first quarter. So it's a perfect time for this 30 listings in 30 days, and I'm excited for you guys to collaborate with each other, to encourage one another, to share ideas and successes, to help each other overcome challenges, and to truly play full out for the month of September. I am confident that all of you are going to come back rejuvenated, relaxed, and ready to kick some butt after the holiday weekend and to take this listing initiative by the horns and truly knock it out of the park. So with that, please watch for the email from Erin, and please talk amongst yourselves with your team members on what you're going to do to truly focus on listings as much as possible. Here are a few ideas I want to share with you so that you can start the conversation. And of course, we're going to provide you with a tremendous amount of resources, ideas, scripts, suggestions, lists, etc. First and foremost, if you have listings coming up that you know of in September, use those listings. You should be door knocking around, calling around, emailing around, texting around all of the listings. If you get the list from Cold Directory, from the Hub, if you just want to go door knock around the area without getting a list, the reality is when you have a new listing, you need to leverage it. It's a simple, simple conversation to be having with the neighbors, and it can absolutely fill your pipeline with more listing prospects. If you door knock around or call around enough people around a new listing, you are going to get another listing opportunity. And when you sell that property, you need to do the same thing. You need to go back to those people and let them know the property sold, give them the good news, and it's going to help you get more listing opportunities. So you need to make a plan of attack for this. If you know you have a listing coming up, either here at the end of this week or in September, make the plan to door knock around it when it's a new listing, as well as when it's just sold. Also, you guys, many of you still have buyer needs. I was talking to a number of you who still have buyer needs. Why are we not door knocking in the neighborhoods in which our buyers are looking to buy? There is a phenomenal love letter flyer that the Hub can do for you to actually create an easy conversation for you to go door knock in those neighborhoods your buyer wants to live in. You guys, this is a great way to get listing appointments and also a great way to go above and beyond for your buyers. So you're killing two birds with one stone, but it truly does help you to get more listing opportunities as well. If you haven't tried or focused on for sale by owners or expired, you should. If you don't feel comfortable making a cold call, go door knock, right? People aren't doing that. I can tell you that when you go door knock on a for sale by owner, when you go door knock on an expired listing, not a lot of people are doing that. It's going to stand you apart, and you can catch these people live and have a great conversation with them. There's been a lot of success with it. So focus on some things that maybe you haven't done. If you have any kind of leads in the Boomtown system that I've mentioned that they would have a home to sell when they decide to buy, get out there and have a conversation with them about what a phenomenal time this is to list their home. Just so you know, across the country, it's actually very common to see a surge in real estate activity in September. When the kids go back to school and the summer vacations are over, it is, and before the weather changes for many of our locations, it is a phenomenal time for people to get their property on the market and make the move that they were thinking about making earlier in the year that just didn't make happen or their summer was too busy. So for many of our locations, September is a very, very strong month. Whatever you can do to take advantage of this month, you guys, you need to. So get out there and talk to everybody that you can about the fact this is a great time to get their property on the market. I would love to see all of you posting a message every single week on social media about buyer needs. This is going to help you to find sellers or to find listings. Ask your Facebook friends to share your post. Ask for their help. People want to help you by using the word, I need your help. I have a buyer who is looking for this type of property in this area. Who do you know that lives in this area that might want to sell? Can you share this post for me and see if I can help my buyer find a property? I'm doing everything that I can do to provide the best value, you know, and the best opportunity for my buyer, and so I'm looking for your help. These are great things to say on social media. You're likely going to have multiple Facebook friends share your post for you. Think about all the exposure you're giving yourself as a real estate professional and an opportunity for you to go out there and find that property for your buyer. For sure, an opportunity for you to talk to prospective sellers. So just make sure that you feel confident talking to people about what's going on in the market. Look up your market statistics. Know what the inventory looks like. Know what interest rates are. Know what the market is conducive to in your area so that you can have conversations with people about selling their home. Practice your listing presentation and your listing scripts on a daily basis. Become confident in you guys. If you do that and you focus on it, you will attract more listings. When you're meeting people in open houses, don't forget to ask them if they own a home and if they are looking to sell. These are simple things to do, but a lot of times we forget to do it by simply focusing on it and asking the questions and having all of our conversations surround listings. You're absolutely going to find more listings in the month of September. And we're excited to bring you more and more tips and more ideas. And I'd love to hear yours. What are you guys going to do as a team, or what are you personally going to do to help focus on listings and to help yourself and your team get more listings in the month of September? Will you email me at carrie@hergroup.com and let me know so I can share it with the rest of HRG? You all are going to win if you collaborate and share what you're doing. And I'd love to get all of your ideas and your plans out to each other throughout this week so that you guys are ready to rock and roll and have a plan in place and a focus in place for the beginning of next week when you return from your long weekend. All right, it's listings, you guys. Make it your screensaver. Make it your password. Write it down. Focus on listings. I promise you, you will attract more than you ever have before. Lastly, I just want to give you a little bit of mindset coaching here and a little bit, hopefully, of inspiration. So there's a lot of you, when we're talking about listings, who maybe haven't done a lot of listings in the past. Maybe you don't do listings, and so you find it to be challenging to start up conversations with people about listings because you're not as confident about it as you could be. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to know everything to be confident. You don't have to know everything about a subject to start the conversation, right? It's a reality. When you work in sales, you're going to get asked questions. When you start talking to people about listings, you're likely going to get questions pertaining to listing and selling a home. It's okay if you've been asked a lot of questions, if you start getting questions that you don't know exactly how to answer. The reality is that the best salespeople ask a lot of great questions, which is what I've talked to you all about, but they're also great at answering questions too, right? Even when they don't know the answer. So here is the thing that I would like you all to master. It's a technique called the confident no, right? So during almost every sales conversation, there comes a point when you're asked something that you don't have the answer for, right? And in real estate, that actually happens pretty commonly because every situation is so different. For many of you who are new to the industry and out there rocking and rolling, there's a lot of questions that you don't quite know the answer to. But even for us that are more seasoned in the industry, there are so many variables in every single real estate transaction that there's always something that we're a little bit uncertain of answering, right? So sometimes it's because we're new, and sometimes it's just because we don't know, right? And sometimes it's because we have this super analytical, super smart client who is causing us to consider things that we haven't thought about before. And it doesn't matter what the reason is. When it's happening, it's tempting to try and kind of fake it till we make it and fudge our way through, right? But I believe in doing that, we miss a golden opportunity to build trust. So the next time that you're asked a question you don't know the answer to, I would love for you to do this instead. Number one, relax. The reality is no one knows everything, right? And you're not expected to either. So number two is to restate. So confirm that you understand their question by restating it to them. You want to make sure that you understand what they're asking. And then number three, you're going to reply, and you're going to simply say, you know what? I am not 100% sure on that. Let me find out. And then fourth, you're going to resolve. You're actually going to go find out, right, as quickly as possible. And you're going to call them back as soon as you can and let them know. Here's the thing, you guys. Nobody expects you to know everything. And sometimes by admitting we don't know or we aren't 100% confident and we want to make sure we can get them the full answer and we're going to get back to them, it proves to them that you're honest, that you're willing to let them know you don't know, that you're willing to follow through and find out for them, and that you're looking out for their best interest because you don't want to guess. You truly want to do your due diligence and find out for them. And then when you actually follow up quickly, it's also showing them that you have great follow-up skills and that you do what you say you're going to do. It's a huge opportunity to build trust with clients. So for those of you that are new or don't know all of the answers yet in this thing we call real estate, which should be pretty much all of us, I would just encourage you to do that if you haven't felt confident in doing that. You can come across extremely professional and extremely confident by letting somebody know that you don't know the answer. It's all about how you say it. It's all about how you carry yourself. It's all about how you respond and then how you reply back to them and get them the information that they need. It's a huge opportunity to build rapport, you guys. The other thing is that I wanted to talk a little bit about what Adam, it kind of ties together. That's about communication, right? Being confident in ourselves and building trust and rapport with people. I think that as we continue to grow our businesses and achieve big goals that we're setting for ourselves and continue to transform more and more lives through homeownership, so many of you are doing this at such a high level and continuing to build your business and build the amount of people that you're working with, it's just important for us to realize how we are communicating with people, how we're carrying ourselves, and how we are talking to our prospects and our clients. So being confident in not knowing everything is one thing. There's also just in general the ability and the opportunity that we have as we communicate with people. Adam shared in a blog recently, actually just this last week here, about his experience when he was in the wild woods of Canada on his vacation with his family where he had no Wi-Fi and he had limited cell phone service. And, you know, we've all hopefully been in that place where we've been able to unplug. And there is truly nothing like being off the grid, right? And it helps to unplug, it helps to decompress and truly relax, but it also can give you a lot of time to think. And Adam had some great ahas, and I know we've talked about them before, but I wanted to share a couple of them. And as he was thinking about business and about integrity, and when he was realizing, you know, that you know, when we don't have the ability to be in technology and we have more and more face-to-face communication, it's so important how we treat people and how we use our words. And so communication is key. It's all about having those fierce conversations. And it reminded me about saying that you didn't know something. It's not always a comfortable conversation. And many of you probably feel like you're a little bit outside of your comfort zone telling somebody you don't know the answer, especially when you are thinking of yourself as the professional guiding them. But it's all how you deliver it in confidence and how you use it to build rapport. The reality is we are all going to have fierce conversations with our clients, whether it's telling them that we don't know something. That's not really a fierce conversation, but it's still an uncomfortable one for many of us. But those fierce conversations that we have to have with a seller or with a buyer or with a prospect or with another agent, it's important to understand that we do have to have these fierce conversations, and yet we must take responsibility for the emotional wake that we leave when we have these conversations. So words do hold a tremendous amount of power. Are we taking that to heart? Are we using that power responsibly? Do we understand that words leave a ripple effect on the person that we're communicating with? Every comment, every email, every text message, the tone of our voice, all of that leaves an emotional wake. And it can truly change a person's life positively or negatively, because it can create something in them that then creates something in a communication they have with somebody else that could change the trajectory of that day for them, or maybe, much, much larger things. So although we have to have those fierce conversations, we have to be direct and open and honest. We have to tell people things that make us uncomfortable as professionals. We still have to take responsibility of how we do it. We still have to choose our words wisely. And actually, you guys, this can build rapport at a deeper level than anything that we'll do if we do it right. Because having fierce conversations, being direct and honest, even when it's uncomfortable, telling people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear, being open and honest about not knowing something, all of those things that are fairly uncomfortable are things that can deepen the relationship and the rapport with our clients, ultimately help them achieve their goals at the highest level possible. And we can still do it in a way that is going to impact them positively. We just need to be careful about the words that we choose, right? And the actions that we take during that process. So the reality is that it can go either way. It's your choice. You can't control other people's reactions or actions, of course, but you can control your own actions, your own words, your own reactions. And you can truly be committed to making a positive impact with the words that you choose, with the demeanor that you hold on a daily basis with other realtors, with your colleagues on your team, with members of the hub, for example, with your family members, your children, your significant other, your parents, maybe your siblings. You can choose with all of your clients, whether they're an easy client or a more challenging client, right? Whether it's an easy transaction or a challenging transaction, you get to choose. And you can control how you respond, how you react, how you act in the first place, the words that you use, and understanding that whatever you do choose, you can choose to make it a positive situation and to make the positive impact with all of those things that you do. Because in one moment, you can change someone's attitude, you guys. You can change someone's life. You can change how they feel about themselves, to change decisions they make in the future, right? So will you choose to be positive and kind to people and impactful in a positive way? Do you take the opportunity that you have to speak with someone every single day or to interact with someone every day? Do you take that opportunity to make a positive impact on them, which is going to make a positive impact on everyone that they interact with that day? Do you realize that the one thing that you do can create a ripple effect positively or negatively? A lot of us just go through our days. We go through our challenging transactions, our easy transactions, our challenging clients, our more mellow clients, and we just treat them as transactions. We don't realize the power of our words, the power of our actions, the power of our reactions. And today I just wanted to let you know that you have so much ability to make a positive impact no matter the situation, even if it's a challenging transaction, and maybe even more so if it's a challenging transaction. You have such an opportunity to change their attitude, to change their mindset, to change the way they think about it, and to make a positive impact on them and everybody else that happens to be involved in that transaction as well. And as you guys all grow in your leadership, which we've talked about many times, is important for you all to continue to personally and professionally grow. It's important to understand that your emotional weight continues to increase. Your words will carry more weight, right? Every word needs to be thought out before you speak. Every action needs to be thought out before it, you know, before you act. Reread an email before you send it or a text message, right? Because in times of stress or challenges, it becomes especially critical. And all of you are going to have times of stress or challenges as you sell real estate. And this is when it becomes especially critical. As the leader of those clients, as the leader in this transaction, you just cannot allow yourself to do things that are going to leave a negative impact on those that you're working with. It will last with the people that you have an impact on forever. So don't just think about it as a transaction. Think about it as the mark that you're making in this person today and in the future, because this is one of the most transformational times that they're going through in their life. So how you respond, how you react, the words you say, the emails you send, the patience that you have with them, the time you spend with them, all of those things matter in a bigger way than you could imagine. So what type of emotional wake do you leave every single day with the people that you have interaction with? It's really important to be honest with yourself. I'm sure that we can all do better, right? We all have places to improve. The first step is awareness. So every word you speak can change someone's life. Just make sure that it's in a positive direction. And if you're not sure if you are, just be more aware of your interactions with people. Be more aware of what you say and what you do. And, of course, by being more aware, you're going to continue to do better, which is going to make some major impacts on the people in your world, both personally and professionally. So thanks, Adam, for those inspirational words from your trip to Canada. I want to share it with everybody because, again, I know you all don't get a chance to read his blogs, but that one was especially interesting to me, as I know many of you are working through so many transactions. There's a lot of challenges happening, things falling through, you know, selling a property more than once, having the challenging clients. I get it. I've been there. We all have been. And yet the words that you choose and the way that you react makes such a huge difference, not only on the outcome, because truly you can make a positive outcome happen much more if you do that, but really just in people in general, in the relationships that you have. It's more impactful than I think that you guys know. And so I hope that all of you understand the opportunity and the responsibility you have as professional realtors. Again, congratulations to you for all that you're doing, for all of the successes that you're having, for all of the relationships that you're building, for the personal and professional growth that you're having. We are super, super honored to be in business with every single one of you. Excited to see you guys kick butt and take names in the 30 listings and 30 days initiative in September. I hope all of you have a super, super productive week, an amazing holiday weekend. Recharge, re-energize, refocus, and let's get back here in September to make things happen so every single one of you have a record fourth and first quarter. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining me. I will talk to you here next time.